You're standing at the corner of Fulbourne Street opposite the Royal London Hospital. On the 31st of August in 1888, in the street parallel to where you're standing now, behind Whitechapel Tube Station, the body of Mary Jane Kelly was discovered, a victim of Jack the Ripper. This is how a newspaper called The Star reported it.
Nothing so appalling, so devilish, so inhuman, or rather human, has ever happened outside the pages of Poe or De Quincey. Rational motive there appears to be none. The murderer must be a man-monster.
These weren't the only events in this desperately poor part of London that would reach a global stage. Alistair Owens again.
In the context of so much poverty, ill health and squalor, it's no surprise that the East End became a centre for radical political ideas and activity. Amongst some of the most famous radicals in the East End were people like Ben Tillett, who was a trade union leader, and of course we're very close here to the docks, a major employer and a site of major political unrest in the 1890s. Similarly, you have people like Annie Besant, famous for organising the Match Girls strike over in Bow in the same decade. This wasn't only a site of radicalism among people who lived in London. The area has a global significance as a site of radical ideas. In May 1907, here at Fulbourne Street, at the Jewish Socialist Club, there was a meeting of the Fifth Congress of the Russian Social Democratic Labour Party. Just imagine, sat round a table were several very influential members of the Bolshevik Party. Lenin, Stalin, Litvinov, Trotsky, and Eleanor Marx Aveling, who of course was Karl Marx's daughter.
Let's keep walking now up the Whitechapel Road and onto the Mile End Road, to a place that some might argue is the home of free speech in London's East End.